Welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick. We'll get to Brian Sexton and John Osier coming up. The Jaguars and the Ravens in week three. The Jaguars, though, back on the practice field Friday to wrap up the week of work ahead of this week three game at Everbank Field, presented by the Hanania Automotive Group. Some questions on the offensive line. Brandon Leonard, Jaguars center, is listed as questionable for this game with a knee injury. If he doesn't go, it could be Tyler Shatley's first career start at center. Also, the left side of the line is in question. Kelvin Beachum has been ruled out for the game. So do they move Joko to left tackle? If they do, who plays left guard? Could be Chris Reed, another making his NFL debut as well. So a lot of questions on this offensive line for a run game. That's going to get Chris Ivory back, it sounds like, as well. The Jaguars running back could be back in there this Sunday. The Jaguars trying to move forward from last week's game against San Diego, and it's about time.
Sunday can't come soon enough for many of these guys. You know, it's one of those things. But work and get into it and the details, you know, we've always been detail-minded, but just that extra emphasis on it. I mentioned earlier, sweep the corners, all the little things. You know, whatever it is that we're doing, you know, let's relook at it and do everything we can to really put consistency together.
All right, guys, let's get to it. Let's start with that offensive line. All of a sudden, in week three, a lot of issues there.
Yeah, the good news, Ivory back, but the running game usually depends on what's going on up front. You've got probably Reed going to make his first start, Shadley going to make his first start. Those guys are capable players. I would expect Luke Joko to play okay on the left side. Usually when you've got a shakeup like this, they can come out and do it for one game. I think that's the hope. You know, this group looked good together in the preseason, and I think that's what you got to hang your hat on.
Maybe this isn't an apt comparison, but if Belichick can win with Jacoby Brissett, can't you win with Chris Reed and Tyler Shatley? I mean,
you're going to run. So.
Yeah. Here's what you – the good news is that Chris Ivory looks like he's going to play on Sunday. Run the ball. Those two guys should be able to provide. They're strong at the point of attack. They should be able to provide you some support in the running game. Baltimore does some things with that 3-4 defense. It can be confusing. Go establish the run, which I think we've been talking about for weeks. They need to get going. That's what they do well. Let's see if they can do it.
And we talked about the right side of the line in preseason, but they ran well behind Reed and Joko in the preseason. Yeah. So let's see if that can work.
All right, guys. Now, I hesitate to go this way a little bit, but the stretch of games coming up. The Ravens here at home. You're going to Wembley Stadium to face a Colts team that hasn't performed well. There's the bye week, then the Bears after that. There are some gettable games in there?
Here's the important part. This, if you would have said, well, the Jags aren't going to beat the Packers in opening day, Aaron Rodgers. Okay, fine. And then you got to go beat Phillip Rivers in San Diego. All right, tall order. But I always saw this stretch between the Ravens and the Titans as a five-game stretch where the Jaguars would make or break their season. Mm-hmm. This would be the moment, this stretch of games, they're all winnable games, even the road games, where you would be able to make some hay and put yourself in that 4-4 position, perhaps, to be able to make a run in the second half of the season. This five-game stretch. Oh, you've heard me say that before. Because I've been saying it for a long time. I'm talking about a stretch of games. I don't want to say streak because everyone... winning streak. Go on a winning streak. You can do it. Right here, right now, you can do it.
I'll tell you what. A win the first quarter Sunday. And then win the second quarter.
No, but no one's going to watch this and go, well, that's a really good thought, Brian. They're going to take away
the
game. Hey, Sexton just said go on a winning streak.
I think for this team, and I get what we're talking about, but this team needs to start fast.
Sure.
And they need to do something about Sunday first. And concentrate on the detail of it, and then we'll talk about a streak.
I'm a big picture guy, and I see this stretch. Get it started. Just get it started this week. Yeah. This next five-game stretch, no matter what you take from this, winning streak or not, is that the next 5 weeks give the Jaguars an opportunity to set themselves up well.
How about a four-quarter streak first? And that all starts with number five, the quarterback. Pragmatism. He's got to rebound and play better for any of this to really matter, right?
Got
to
play better. Can't be careless with the football like he was last Sunday. Has to show that he is what we thought he was in the offseason. I think it's a big game for him.
It is.
Big game for him, big game for the Jaguars this Sunday against the Ravens, and that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.